I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 37 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Utah County on those wet roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour is our top national story. The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine remains on hold after a CDC panel says they want to review more information about the 6 cases of a rare blood clot. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado from Stanford says the pause is appropriate and likely will not last long.
It is a tough decision to make at this time because we really need as many vaccines as possible. But we haven't finished following up the people who are vaccinated, and we really don't know for sure that only young women are affected. And we need another week or so to find out if that is the case.
Johnson & Johnson says they're investigating a possible 7th case of blood clotting.
Doctors say the chances of getting a blood clot are much higher from COVID-19 itself than possibly from a vaccine. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, a study from Oxford University says the risk of getting a blood clot in the brain is about 95 times higher for people who get COVID-19. So they were studying the AstraZeneca vaccine in the UK, compared it to vaccines made in the US, and they say their research shows the drugs, these vaccines have a significantly lower threat of clotting than the disease itself. Now, other research shows the vaccines are safe and effective. They stop COVID-19. The Pfizer and Moderna versions use mRNA technology. It tells your cells how to handle the virus. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Congress hears testimony today about the failures of the U.S. Capitol Police ahead of the January 6th riot. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Before January 6th, the U.S. Capitol Police were ill-prepared, had faulty equipment, and failed to share intelligence, the agency's inspector general found. The inspector general, Michael Bolton, said there was alarming language about the potential for violence by the pro-Trump mob that was omitted from an intelligence report. Riot gear was old or improperly maintained. Less lethal munitions were not used, in some cases because of their age or lack of training. Other weapons weren't used, the report said, because of orders from leadership. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Testifying at the Senate's worldwide threats hearing, U.S. spy chiefs are calling China an unparalleled priority because of regional aggression and the country's cyber capabilities. Retired Colonel Stephen Ganyard says China poses huge national security challenges for the U.S.
China has said that we're no longer the little brother, that we're not going to get pushed around by the U.S., that we have the second largest economy in the world, and we're going to take the U.S. on both economically, and we're going to grow a military that we can use to defend ourselves and our very aggressive interests around the world.
The House Intelligence Committee is holding its version of the annual worldwide threats hearing today.
It's a race against time off the Louisiana coast as rescue crews continue to try and find a dozen people still missing after the commercial boat capsized in rough seas on Tuesday. ABC's Elwin Lopez has more from Louisiana.
The Coast Guard telling me that their efforts to find those missing will continue here. High winds and large waves of up to 8 feet have been making their search efforts difficult, and the families of those missing are anxiously waiting any news.
19 people were aboard the 129-foot boat. 6 have been rescued. 1 person has died.
New this morning, the Cache County School District is responding after video showed a student cutting down a pride flag at Ridgeline High School. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe with the latest.
In a statement, the district calls the removal of the flag insensitive and disrespectful. They also say it was done without permission. A spokesperson for the district also telling KSL News Radio there will be appropriate consequences as well as an opportunity to help the student understand why their behavior was inappropriate. That student won't be at school while the administration continues to work through the fallout. The video shared with KSL showed a student removing the pride flag to cheers and laughter from other students on Tuesday. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
While it didn't cause the kind of destruction the windstorm last September did, that storm over the past 2 days did bring down a very large and very old tree in Orem. Charlotte Hall says the tree was already pretty big when she bought the property 35 years ago.
I'm very, very blessed. Heavenly Father's watching over me that it didn't land on the house or the car park.
She's not planning to start having someone clean the tree up until the weekend when the weather is a little bit better.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Today will bring more rain to the valleys before warmer, sunny weather arrives for the weekend.
Today there'll be passing showers. There'll be some rain and even some snow showers mixed in there as well. Maybe even a few thunderstorms. So additional much-needed, really wet weather, April showers for today. Excellent timing here. The showers kind of giving way once we get to Friday afternoon. And then the weekend right now is looking just pleasant, sunny skies, and things are going to warm up a little bit.
Yesterday's rain has lowered the pollen count, but Grant says it will climb again as we dry out.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.